Welcome to a fresh episode from Starlight Radio Dreams, the comedy show with a podcasting habit brought to you by our backers on Patreon. This episode was written and performed by Rachel Grandegluski with sound design by Ansel Birch. I am your host, a man who has left his body to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, whether they want it or not, Burlington Showtime. Today, I am pleased to introduce to you the voice of our new announcer, Lyra Moretti. This isn't a show, per se, but it was too funny not to share. We're calling it New Narrator.
All right, my application to the Narrator Exchange program has arrived. I'm so excited. Can't wait to get this all filled out. Oh, weird. The application came in this big box, though. I thought they just sent an email or via packet to fill out, but it looks like an old-fashioned tape recorder with a little screen. Huh. Okay. Cute. Oh, there's a question on the screen. All right, question one. Name. Lyra Moretti. Oh, question two. Are you at least 18 years of age? Oh, of course. I have a useless degree and definitely wasn't a child prodigy, but then again, I can make my voice sound whatever age I want, and people always tell me I look a lot younger than I am. Question three. What is your background in narration? Oh, that's fun. I guess I could tell them about how I started out at a young age narrating adventures for my sisters, and then did all the morning announcements through middle school, and then I did the weather report in high school, and then after a stint at the local community college where I majored in not having enough money to go to state school, and I finally attended the Springfield School of Narration on scholarship, graduated with honors. And now I'm applying for this exchange program because boomers have ruined the economy and I can't find a job. Just kidding. I'm definitely not going to tell them that last part. Alright, question four. What is your favorite style of narration? Ooh, that'll be a good one. Maybe I should talk about the Vocal Olympics of the classic In a World movie trailer narration, or the old-timey narrators of classic radio shows, or the soothing voices of NPR. Maybe I can just say it's a tie between all three, or is that too pretentious? Alright, question five. Why do you want to be part of the Narrator Exchange Program? That's easy. I love narration, and I have terrible stage fright. And I love the way we can manipulate our voices. I love the challenge of making my voice work for any style of narration. Also see the unemployment part of question three. I just need a job so that I can finally move out of my parents' house. Question six, what is your favorite food? Okay, that's different. Is it too cliche that since I'm Italian, I love pasta and a good gravy? I mean, should I pick something a little bit more unique to set myself apart, like sashimi? Or should I try to be honest and just say that I can barely boil water, much to the shame of my grandmother, so I eat a lot of cereal? Lucky Charms are my favorite. Oh, boy. Oh, question seven. What Hogwarts house would your favorite superhero be? I guess Captain America would be Gryffindor because he's brave and daring? Or would he be a Hufflepuff because he's so loyal and hardworking? I wouldn't really pick Ravenclaw, but he is logical and clever. He couldn't be a Slytherin, but he is resourceful and a natural leader. Oh, God. I'll come back to that one. Question eight. Which direction do you hang your toilet paper? Paper from the top or paper from the bottom? Top, I guess? Never really given it much thought. What if I just want to use a bidet? Oh, question nine. Why are manhole covers round? Wouldn't it be so that the cover can't accidentally fall down the hole? Or is it because people are kind of round? Can I Google the answer, or would that be cheating? Question 10. What is the difference between a duck? A duck and what? Like two different breeds of duck? Duck is a food? The action of ducking? That's not even a full sentence! What kind of questioner is this? Ugh! Wait. Why did it ding? Where did the questions go? Thank you for your submission? What? It was recording the whole time? No. No. That was just a trial run. That isn't what I was actually going to say. I was going to be eloquent and clever and do some voices and... Oh. Oh no.
Thank you for joining us here at Starlight Radio Dreams. We hope you enjoyed your time. If you'd like to keep dreaming, you're in luck. You can experience the whole show, as well as a bunch of other great perks by pledging on Patreon. Find more information on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as our website, starlightradiodreams.com. Until next time, Pod Squad, keep laughing and keep dreaming.